ओम शांति। सो इन दिस सेशन वी ऑल विल एंजॉय योगा एंड वी लर्न हाउ टू प्रैक्टिस इट इन टू एक्शंस कर्म योगा। वी नो योगा इज आवर लाइफ और वी कैन से द एंजॉयमेंट ऑफ आवर लाइफ लाइज इन द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा। योगा मीन्स टू बी विद गॉड, टू लिव विद गॉड, टू एंजॉय द कंपनी ऑफ गॉड। सो इफ वी लिव विद हिम ऑल क्वालिटीज, ऑल पावर्स, purity enter within us. So yoga is our important topic, we know. Those who are very successful in yoga, they enjoy their life. Those who are weak in yoga, they get frustrated. Think what to do, how to do. So let us make this subject very easy from today. Would you like this? Easy, very easy. So first of all, one word is making confusion in many minds, and that is volcanic yoga. What it is? But thing is very simple. We need not to get confused in such thing. You know, volcanic means the storehouse of fire. Fire comes out from there. We know Baba always speaks, yoga is a fire which burns your sins. So when our yoga becomes fire to melt down our sanskaras, to burn our sins, to empower our thoughts, that practice of yoga is called volcanic yoga. Last only, Baba mentioned volcanic yoga or powerful yoga. What is powerful yoga? One simple philosophy behind this we should always keep in our mind, and many things will become clear by that. When we visualize an object, we have energetic contact with that, and energy from us goes to that object, energy from that object comes to us. When we visualize Almighty, so His might enters the soul. Very deep philosophy, but very simple to understand. If we visualize Him with a thought that He is the ocean of purity, His purity, the vibrations of His purity will come down to us. If we visualize Him with the thought that He is the ocean of peace, His peace will enter the soul. If we visualize Him, He is almighty, the vibrations of might from Him will come to us. And specifically, when we receive the vibrations of might from Almighty, this is called volcanic yoga. Because this might, rays of might, burns our sins. How does it work? We should be very clear in our mind. All sins of our past lives, of our present life, are printed into our brain also. very subtle philosophy. Brain is a gross form. Brain is a gross thing, physical thing. Whatever is there in the soul, everything is printed into brain. Medical science, psychology, don't know about this. They simply say unconscious mind. To that part of brain, they call unconscious mind. But mind is never unconscious. A thing which is unconscious cannot be called mind. Mind means a conscient thing. So why they call it unconscious mind? Because they are unable to read it. What is there? They don't know. But we know what is there. Everything of 84 lives is there. It's printed there. So in this brain, everything is here. So since the subtle waves of sins are printed in that unconscious mind, when we receive powerful energy from Baba, it comes into the soul. From soul, it vibrates out. It goes to the brain. And this powerful energy burns it, wash it off, cleanse it. This is called to destroy the sins. Did you follow? Clear? Second thing, we receive energy from Almighty. But if there are many thoughts in our mind, so the vibrations of our mind will create resistance in that energy. Our vibration will resist that energy. So simple thing to understand is, if thoughts are minimum, we receive maximum energy. If there are many thoughts in mind, they may be good thought. We receive less energy from Baba. So, powerful yoga, seed stage of yoga, volcanic yoga, all are same. It means, when our mind is stabilized in one thought, when there remains only one thought in our mind, and energy comes down from Baba, so soul receives entire energy. This is called powerful yoga, seed stage, volcanic stage. So we have to reach to the stage when there is only one thought for some time in our mind. We are in the actions all day, in Lokic job, around us, negative atmosphere, impure vibrations, and so many people around us with whom we have to work, or if you are in family, your family members. These three things affect our consciousness very powerfully. Right? Our work, environments, and human beings. Fourthly, our own sanskaras also affect our consciousness. So if we learn how to protect ourselves from these all effects, then we can become easy yogi. Around us, here are impure vibrations, impure human beings. In order to remain safe, unaffected from their vibrations, we need to practice self-respect. Powerful spiritual intoxication with good feelings. as Baba was mentioning in this last Murli, not just thinking, not just thought, but feelings. I am Master Almighty. This is very high consciousness, very great consciousness, very powerful thought of self-respect, and not just a thought, but feel it. How to feel? In order to feel a thing, we need churning. Keep in your mind. In order to experience a thing, we need churning about that. I am Master Almighty. How to think about it? So that soul can accept this fact. This is fact, reality, that I am Master Almighty. But we often don't accept it. Am I right? Second point, Baba says, you all my children are great souls. But ask yourself, see yourself, go inside. We don't accept it. When we listen there, when we sit in front of Baba, then we accept, okay, Baba, oh, you are saying, right, I am a great soul. But after coming out of all, say, no, I am not great. I have this weakness, that weakness, I did this mistake, this is my sanskar. How can I be a great person? So we reject that point. But keep it in your mind. Two certain facts we have to accept. Accept the reality. And this is reality that I am a great soul. Let this thought go inside to your subconscious mind. Then this thought will change life. This one thought can change everything in our life. It will bring wonderful change. So just accept it, then start thinking, I am great, why? I have not mentioned that I am great. One who knows me, the God, He has said, you are great. So I must know my greatness. He knows my greatness. I don't know. I didn't know. Now, He has reminded me, you are great. See your entire cycle, how pure you had been, how great you had been, how great hero actors you had been in this whole cycle, world cycle. Recognize yourself. Accept yourself. Accept the reality about yourself. So gradually and gradually, our inner conscience will accept, I am great. And then automatically, our thoughts will become great. Our actions will become great. Our sanskaras will become great. And life will change. Second thought, I am Master Almighty. What does it mean? It means, since we became Baba children, we accepted, Baba, I belong to you. You belong to me. Since that moment, Almighty had blessed us with all of His powers. He gave us this gift of our divine birthday. All of my powers are for you from today. Accept it. He put His hand of blessings on our head and just had a thought, let all my powers go to my children. So we have got all God's power. He says, My powers are your powers now. My powers are for you now. Accept it. So always churn like this. I am not a weak person, I am most powerful soul, as God has given all of His powers to me. I am the embodiment of all powers. So let it go into your subconscious mind and it will empower you. This way, you can choose at least 8 thoughts of self-respect or 7 for a week. You can write down, churn and write down in your notebook. Read them out and you will experience you are becoming the embodiment of those thoughts. Third very, very useful self-respect is, I am a victorious jewel. These points of self-respect, what does they do? They awaken our inner powers. We know many powers, many talents, purity and many other qualities are there inside the soul. They are in hidden form. If we practice self-respect, those things are being awakened. They come up and our life becomes according to them. So if a person wants to make one's thought very great, most elevated, if one wants to make one's life very divine, one's sanskaraj very soft, one should practice self-respect. It will protect you from all effects of this world. You may be in the ocean of impurity somewhere, but if you are in this feeling, I am Master Almighty, nothing will touch you. It's so powerful. I am victorious jewel. It will awaken your inner power which will make you victorious. So if you find some time difficult to win Maya, remind yourself, I am a victorious jewel. Churn it. That kalp ego also, I had got victory over Maya. God has blessed me with this boon. I am a victorious soul. I will conquer this Maya. I will win everything. So you will experience power is with you. So this way, practice of self-respect, and we should not think this way, that practice of self-respect is not the practice of yoga. Practice of self-respect is the practice of soul consciousness. So it's a powerful practice of yoga. It will make all things about yoga into very easy. Second thing, practice of bodilessness. Why I am telling you these things? Many just try to go in soul world, remember Baba, and mind goes here and there, and there is a fighting in mind, and they don't enjoy yoga. So you can take different practices for you. We are going to that point. And enjoy this yoga whole day. Make it very natural. So, bodilessness, practice of bodilessness. 2 thoughts we can have in our mind. One thing is, I have entered this body. Feel just as Baba enters the body of Dadi. We see that scene. Dadi is here, body is there. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, come down from their abode, enter her body. Likewise, I came down from soul world, entered this body. I am the master of this body. Give this thought to yourself. I am the master of this body. Very useful thought. Simple thought, but very useful. Be the master of body. Second thought, I am the master of all sense organs. Give this feeling. I am the master of all sanskaras. I am the master of mind and intellect. I am the master of all powers. Keep reminding yourself, and thus soul will become the master. Soul is really the master, but we have become slaves. Now we have to remind ourselves. Second thought, visualize yourself a shining point of light here. I am soul. Just keep looking at you. I am a point of energy. Energy is vibrating out from me. These two practices will make you bodiless. In order to enjoy our whole life, in order to enjoy karma yoga, we have to learn one thing in our life. Just focus on that one thing of dharana, and that is easiness, easy nature. Soft yourself, make yourself soft. And thoughts will make you soft, just thoughts, that I have not to take everything seriously. In life, everything is not serious. Serious things are very few. All other things are light, easy. Take them easily. Baba's very useful versions, if you take a thing easily, thing will become easy. If you take a problem easily, problem will become easy. I used to give one thought in classes, it just to remind about our own power. Ask yourself, who is more powerful, problems or me? Who is more powerful? Problems or myself? Myself. We are more powerful. If your inner conscience doesn't accept this fact, give this thought to yourself, I am most powerful. I am more powerful than problems. Because problems are the creation of a weak mind. Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. These are godly versions. So we are more powerful than the circumstances. If you note down this line, keep it in your home, remind yourself, you will experience. The moment you remember, I am more powerful than the problems, from that moment, the force of problems will go down. Problems will become weak. Just remind yourself, I am more powerful than the problems. Do you accept it? You are more powerful. Not only you, but you are combined with Almighty. So when there is a combined form, powerful soul and Almighty, both are together, then everything of this world is weak. So make yourself very easy. Work on this important dharana, easy. One who is easy can become easy yogi. One who is not easy, everything is difficult for that person. You can enjoy your whole life if mind is easy. So now how to practice Karma Yoga? Now we will do the practices. First, very good practice. I like it very much. Invoke Shiva Baba down and feel that Shiva Baba came here in front of me and his rays just are coming to me. Is it? Invoke Baba. Baba, what are you doing in soul world? You are my friend. Please come down. And on listening to your thought, he will come down. Just visualize that Shiva Baba starts coming down. See in soul world, he slowly and slowly is coming down, coming down. His rays are spreading. He's coming down, came in front of me. Red light. So just for 1-2 minutes, invoke him down. See in front of you Almighty. In Hindi, there is a beautiful word, Gyan Surya, ocean of knowledge, ocean of might. He is here giving me rays. Okay. Sit in this feeling. Be just alone. In this hall, you are alone. No one else is here. Om Shanti. Can you enjoy this? Very easy, very enjoyable. Second practice, invoke Baba and feel that he came down here, just 1 feet above your head. His rays are spreading like this. He has become the canopy of protection over my head. I am sitting under his rays. Now, for 1 minute, be in this feeling. Okay, third practice. You will enjoy this third practice more. Suppose somewhere you have to go to give a lecture, or in some place you want to spread very good vibrations, do like this. Invoke Bap Dada. And see that Shiva Baba starts coming down from soul world, enter Brahma Baba's body, then both are coming down. See in the sky, the divine angel is descending. And ask him, Baba, enters my body. And just feel that Bap Dada entered your body. His vibrations are spreading out. He's Almighty. Sit in this feeling for a minute. Okay. Now I suggest you some practices. Whole day, in different actions, what can we do? So make it like a game. Very simple. No tension of doing yoga. No tension that I have to spare the time, I have to sit in yoga, or mind is wandering here and there, nothing. First of all, I start from Murli time. Then I come to Amrit Vela. Murli time, just 10 times, you have to bring this thought into your mind that I am an angel listening to the Murli. You know about angel? Soul is sitting in the body of light. Our own thoughts form that body of light. You can have one thought in the beginning, just once, that I left this body and I am an angel. I became separate from this gross body. I am an angel. I am sitting in the body of light. From me, rays of light are spreading out 10 times in 1 hour. Now you will enjoy Murli very much. This is my practice always. I did 3 practices during Murli. One was this. Second was, I am a soul sitting here listening to the Murli at least 10 times. And third practice, it was a little powerful. I had concentrated very much on such things in my early years of Madhuvan life. I am listening Murli here. And from Baba, vibrations are coming down to me. Sometime I did it 60 minutes in 60 minutes. Sometime 50 minutes in 60 minutes. So it gave wonderful feelings. So Murli was Murli plus powerful yoga. Because when we listen Murli, mind is stable. It will not go here and there. So just focus your intellect on Shiva Baba and listen to the Murli. It needs little powerful brain, but if you do it 10 times, then it will become easier day by day. So while listening Murli, you can do such practices. Then you can fix some practices of yoga in different actions. One common action for everyone is cooking. While cooking, just 10 times, I am a worship-worthy deity. Bring this feeling into your mind. I am a worship-worthy deity. So by this feeling, pure vibrations will go to the food. I am teaching nowadays one new thing to all Brahmins, and that is how to use food in order to solve many problems of life. I give you an example. One mother came to me. He told me that her husband gets very much angry, what to do. One another mother came to me that her husband takes lot of alcohol, create peacelessness in the house, what to do? So I taught them one simple yukti. You know, nature is very sensitive to our vibrations. Food is very sensitive to our vibrations. Before telling you that thing, I would like to tell you one very, very useful yukti. Take little milk, little warm milk, not very hot, little warm milk. Keep it in front of you, give drashti, and create a thought, I am supremely pure soul. 21 times, I am supremely pure soul. And keep giving drashti to the milk, then drink the milk. So pure vibrations will go to your entire body, and these pure vibrations will make all sense organs cool. So it will become a very powerful practice for purity. Purity will become easy. So I taught them that while cooking food, just bring this thought 10 times that I am worship-worthy goddess. Worship-worthy Devi in Hindi, East Devi. Very good word, East Devi. Do this 10 times. When you finish cooking, give drashti to the food, have a thought in your mind, I am world benefactor. By eating this food, this person's mind must become cool. Create this thought again 10 times. I am world benefactor. By eating this food, this person's mind must become cool. And mother got wonderful experience. After 15 days, husband became peaceful. He left anger. In the case of alcohol, I am worship-worthy goddess while cooking 10 times. I am world benefactor and supremely pure soul. And same thought, that by eating this food, that person must have distaste for alcohol. And it worked. It happened. After 15 days, he was not interested in drinking. He left all those bad habits, and mothers were very happy. So food is very sensitive to our vibrations. Even we can use this technique for maintaining our good health. I'm a pure goddess, that practice 10 times, that's common. Although we can do yoga, but I don't ask to do yoga because it's hard. When we cook, we forget everything. We become karma conscious. So I change this, that I am worship-worthy deity. Remember this. Pure vibrations will go to the food. Then, I am supremely pure soul. By eating this food, this sickness, this type of toxins, or my headache, must finish. Create this thought 10 times, then eat the food. It will work, definitely it will work. Because nowadays medical scientists have proved one thing, that white rays have got maximum healing power. And white rays are the rays of purity. Not the rays of sun actually. But purity has white color. So if we give pure vibrations to the food, then eat it. So pure vibrations will go to our body and will heal many things. So while cooking the food, you can do such practices. While bathing, Baba had mentioned it once in 79, what I am telling you, I have added some things, what Baba had mentioned while bathing. This body is my temple, and I am a pure soul here. I am just cleaning my temple. This thought. You can have this thought 5 times. Thirdly, while walking, going from your home to your office or to your business center, just and coming back from your business center to your home, on the way, keep it in your mind, I am lighthouse. I have to give sakas to the world. Sakas, you know, vibrations to the world. While drinking anything, you have to drink water, milk, tea, coffee, drinks. You can have this thought, I am an angel, I am a great soul, or I am Master Almighty. So it will become your nature. Good thought. All have cell phones, mobile phones. You all have. Or phones in your home, landline. When you listen the ring of the phone, what will you do? Before taking it in your hand, just remind yourself, I am this. You can choose any thought. I am an angel. I am ancestor. I am a great soul. I am victorious soul. For a day you can choose one. Just thought of self-respect. So you will do many times, 50 times a day. Make it your habit, nature. So whenever ring means you are listening ring and Baba is reminding you something. Have a thought that it's not the ring of a person, it's the ring from Baba. He reminds me something. You are not an ordinary person. You are a great soul. So you will enjoy it. It will not make you bored. Oh, again and again, phone and phone. This phone has become a problem. And many get tired by the ring of phones. Phone has become a problem nowadays. Many times, 10 times per hour, phones are coming. So just remind yourself, I am an angel. And you will enjoy phone. Then, when you are in your office, in your job, 8 hours, 10 hours, 6 hours, you can choose some practices that you will do that practice once in an hour. I would like to tell you 7 practices for 7 days that in your job or you are in your home, 5-day job or 6-day job, then what can you do? Just for Monday, have this simple thought, Baba is with me. Simple thought. During job hours, remind 8 times, 10 times to yourself, Baba is with me, I am not alone. Together with this thought, you can have one another thought which will be very practical. Baba is responsible for me. Very good thought. Many things may make you heavy in your life. It's very common problem. Many thoughts, many things make us heavy. But Baba is responsible for me, it will make you very light. And it's true. True or not, Baba is responsible for everything. For me, for my problems. He is responsible for my life. Second day, one very good practice which we Brahmins normally keep forget. Very good dharana is to surrender everything to Him. Mine, everything is yours. Mine, whatever I possess, I have, let it go to you. It's for you. My life is for you. Just talk to Baba. Baba, my life is for you. My home, my money, my job, my powers, everything is for you. Offer everything to Him. And before this, keep a thought in your mind. My home is Baba's yajna. My house is not my house, it is Baba's yajna. Change your feelings about your home, about your property. My property is Baba's yajna property. Family members are Baba's family members, yajna members. So whatever you do, laukik, whatever you do, they will change into yajna service. Your laukik actions will give you fruit equal to yajna service, just by changing the feelings. When we have this feeling, this is my home, this is my job, this is my responsibility, this is my family, then this I-ness or mine-ness, it makes us heavy, tense. And if we think, Baba, my house is your yajna, my property is yajna property, my life is for yajna, my actions are for yajna, so they become very divine. Your actions become divine this way. So surrender everything, surrender yourself to Him during your job period. May not be every hour, but 2-3 times during job hours. Third day, I am Master Almighty. Just this practice. Fourth day, Baba is canopy of protection over my head. Just for 10 seconds. Not continually, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, for 1 minute, and you will enjoy it very much. Fifth day, it's fifth, I am Might House Angel. Angel, but Might House. Sixth day, I am the angel of love. I have to give good vibrations to the world. Have loveful feeling for all souls of the world. Just loveful feeling for 5-10 seconds. All souls are my brothers. All souls are the children of my Father. All belong to me. So I give loveful vibrations to them. Let them enjoy their life. Such feelings. Seventh day, I am a great soul. I am a great soul. Then one very important thing, I suggest always, I think in your home, you have VCD player? All have VCD players? Those who have VCD player, they can play Avyakt Bap Dada's VCD for 15 minutes in your home. Night time or and morning time, both. And if you don't have VCD, you have simple CD player or cassette player, you can listen Avyakt Baba's Murli for 15 seconds. Morning, night. In the morning, whenever you get up, just push the button. Set it in your tape recorder, in your CD player at night. When you wake up, push the button. Don't think that in the morning I will do. You know what happens in the morning. All know that we will say, oh, leave it. What is the use of such things? Because thoughts of laziness will create many problems. So as soon as you open your eyes, push the button and listen Avyakt Baba's Murli for 15 minutes. It will awaken your inner feelings. You will experience that Avyakt Bap Dada came down in your home. And if you listen at night, or you can listen any important class, your entire tension will finish. You will become very light, you will enjoy good sleep. Then morning will become very significant. So this way, you can make routine while eating the food. What should we do? Very important thought, when you are going to start to eat the food, first thought, Baba, you have given me this food. First of all, I offer it to you. You have given me this good food. First of all, I offer it back to you. So you will have very good feelings in your mind. Then, second thought, Bap Dada, please come down, sit with me. Accept this food. Then for some moments just feel that Bap Dada came down, he's giving drishti to me and to my food, and then eat. And while eating the food, five times just remember that Bap Dada is sitting here. Just Bap Dada is sitting here. Things will become easy. Any other action? Driving? Many have to drive their car. While driving, a simple thought, I am a soul, Baba is my friend, ask him, oh Supreme Friend, come down, sit here on my side and drive with me. Call him down, make him your friend, take his help and you will remain ever safe. Amratvela. Play Avyakt Murli in the beginning. Can you do this? Just try with this. Everything will change. I have taught in India and many are doing it. Those whose are gyan in with family, they do it. And those who are alone in Yan, they listen through Walkman. So always thoughts which disturb at Amrit Vela, laziness, carelessness, finish. So Amrit Vela, then first of all, remind yourself, what is my responsibility now? What is my responsibility now? what Baba wants from me now. He wants one thing, that my children must give vibrations to the world. So it is responsibility which makes us careful. Responsibility is the solution of this carelessness. If we feel our responsibility, we are very alert and careful. So remind yourself, many peaceless souls in the world, many souls full of tension in this world, many souls full of sorrow in this world are looking at me. Oh great souls, please give us vibrations. They are asking for good vibrations from us. Remind yourself in the morning. And then, practice that rays from Baba are coming down to me. Just for a minute, rays from Baba are coming down to me, and then from me they are going out to the world. So for 1 minute receive vibrations from Baba, for 10 seconds give them to the world. Then again for 1 minute receive, for 10 seconds give to the world. You can repeat this thought. If you find that your concentration is difficult, you can repeat this thought. In 1 minute, you can create that thought 3 times, 5 times. Rays from Baba are coming down to me. Enjoy. Then again, rays from Baba are coming down to me. Enjoy for 5 seconds. Again, rays from Baba are coming down to me. So, after doing, I think, for 10 times, mind will become stable. Then you will not need to repeat it again and again. Then you can repeat 3 times per minute, then 2 times per minute, then once per minute. Start Amrit Vela this way. Do this for 5 to 10 minutes. Then, very important practice is the practice of 5 forms. 5 forms, you know. Eternal form, soul. Original form, deity. Worship-worthy form. Our forms are worshipped in the temples. 4th one is Brahmin form, and last one is angelic form. So just in first round, remind yourself, I am a soul, I was a pure deity, in the cult of bhakti, I was being worshipped, now I am Brahmin, I have to become angel. Then in second round, be with each form for some seconds, 5 seconds, I am a soul. Become a soul for 5 seconds. I was deity. Go in your first birth, become deity for 5 seconds, worship worthy. 5 seconds, Brahmin. I am a great soul, I am most fortunate, I have achieved God in this life. Remind yourself, I am an angel, be an angel for 5 seconds. Then third round, 10 seconds. Fourth round, half minute. Fifth round, one minute. And you will enjoy it very much. Mind will become stable. You would like to sit in yoga, then you can do yoga, receive energy from Baba, have chit-chat with Him, or whatever you like, then everything will become easy. So enjoy your Amrit Vela this way. These things will help you in one great thing. That great thing is not to be karma-conscious. It has become human nature. I check myself when I become very much karma-conscious. I ask myself, why? Why you are so karma-conscious? You have to do these things every day. The same thing we are doing every day. Still, when we cook, we are karma-conscious again. Although we have cooked thousands of times, and we will cook in future for thousands another time. Things are very common for us. But we do quick, quick, quick. It makes us karma-conscious. So this quickness, we have to renounce it. Be patient. It doesn't mean we have to work slowly. It means make your mind slow, hands active. Mind slow, hand very active. It is easiness and it will keep us free from karma consciousness. But it needs little practice. So let us enjoy now again for 15 minutes powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. Just in one thought, I will be giving commentary, not continually, just 3, 4, 5 times same thought, and we will enjoy powerful yoga. We will receive the vibrations of might from Almighty. I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, rays of might are spreading out. I am an angel of might. Go in the soul world, Almighty is there, visualize Him. He is the supreme source of energy. His might is spreading out, going in whole Brahmlok. Now from Him, a colorful fountain of might is coming down to me. I am under a powerful fountain. All eight powers are coming down to me. Baba is giving his entire energy to me. Very powerful vibrations from Almighty are coming to me. I am sitting on the top of globe. Sit down on the globe. I have to give powerful vibrations to the world. Baba is the canopy of protection over my head. See Almighty over your head. His vibrations are entering me. From me they are going to the world.